This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders of the world's richest democracies agreed on Friday to stiffen sanctions against Russia while a draft communique to be issued after their talks in the Japanese city of Hiroshima stressed the need for to the reduce the reliance on trade with China. A group of seven leaders will be joined this weekend by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, vowed to restrict any exports to Russia that could help it in its 15-month war against Ukraine. Quote, this includes exports of industrial machinery, tools, and other technology that Russia uses to rebuild its war machine, they said in the joint statement released on Friday, adding they would pursue moves to restrict Russian revenues from trade in metals and diamonds. China hits out against Western arms sales to Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Deputy Permanent UN Representative Genshong has again criticized the sales, saying it would only lead to escalation, more civilian casualties and displacement, and make it harder to obtain a ceasefire and start peace negotiations. China says it does not and will not provide arms to either side in the Ukraine conflict, a point Geng reiterated at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. China says it's a neutral party and wants to help broker an end to the 15-month-old conflict, but has refused to criticize the invasion and blames the West for provoking Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A group of Japanese activists took to the streets in the western city of Hiroshima on Friday to protest against the G7 leader summit and nuclear war. Flanked by police, some in riot gear, the protesters marched through a main street in central Hiroshima, not far from where several G7 summit events were being held. This is VOA News. Australia's trade minister said Thursday relations with China are improving as Canberra seeks an end to Chinese restrictions on imports from Australia. Phil Mercer reports.
Quarantine regulations prompted China to ban imports of Australian timber in 2020. Over concerns of the potential presence of pests, soil, and weed seeds in the shipments. The ban came during a period of diplomatic unease that also saw controls and restrictions placed on other Australian commodities, including coal, lobsters, and wine. The timber ban has been lifted by Chinese authorities. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
There's been a sharp rise in the number of migrants arriving in small boats on Britain's shores almost a year since the European Court of Human Rights blocked flights carrying asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In response, the British government has introduced new legislation which would override European court decisions. The bill is currently being debated in Parliament. And at a meeting of the Council of Europe this week, Prime Minister Sunak said he would try to persuade European partners to reform the court itself.
We want to make sure that the European Court is always conducting itself in a way which is fair, which is effective, which is transparent.
Some analysts say Europe is not in the mood to negotiate with Britain after the country's exit from the EU. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military secrets will go before a judge in the northeastern state of Massachusetts today, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A magistrate's expected to hear additional arguments on the prosecution request to keep the 21-year-old locked up until he goes on trial for charges under the Espionage Act. In court papers filed this week, prosecutors said Teixeira was caught several times before his April arrest, taking notes on classified information and viewing intelligence unrelated to his job. That's raised questions about why he still had access to military secrets, even after being admonished by his superiors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 800,000 people in Myanmar need emergency food aid and other assistance after Cyclone Mocha slammed into the conflict-torn country earlier this week, the United Nations said on Friday. Mocha brought lashing rain and winds up to 195 kilometers per hour to Myanmar. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.